Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We're all absolutely starving. We're all drooling. If someone gave us tomatoes or jam or ham or cheese.
Ham and cheese toasty.
That's my next guest, Catherine Carton, DIY blogger, who also enjoyed the sandwich talk as well, yeah. Although we'll all be looking forward to our lunch. And Catherine, you're here to talk to us about creative ideas to interest children because yep. everyone's off now, of course, for the summer holidays. Yeah. And you want to talk about the garden first, right?
Yeah, what you can do so there. Little growers. So I know I've got a niece and nephew who are 4 and 5, so they're very impatient gardeners. So I have a few little hacks. So they love the garden. So you can still grow stuff from seed, and I've got some quick germinating seeds. So you've got cress, lettuce, oriental greens, and you could do another batch of peas. And if you plant them now, you'll have a decent harvest by the time they go back to school. But I always say the joy is in the germination. So if they are a bit impatient, like when is it going to grow, you'll notice that when they start to see like the little seeds come up in the like soil, they start to kind of get excited and they get invested and they get interested in it. And you don't have to have like a big area. Like I have a lot of container vegetables grown, so you can use eggshells to start your seedlings off, and you can also use like egg containers, mm-hmm. so you can just fill them with soil, and once your seed kind of is established, you can pot it on into a larger pot or a container, and then you can kind of just watch them grow. And also a couple of fun things to grow is strawberries, so you can cheat. So I actually cheated, and you can grow from plug. So if you don't kind of want to do the whole like seed tray and windowsill thing, if you go to like nurseries and garden centres, you can get a tray of plugs. So I actually got some lettuce from plugs, and you can just plant them straight into the container.
So they're already growing.
They're already grown. So they've started. So you have a good chance of keeping these alive. And this time of year, they will grow. Like you don't have any, you know, like frost. You've got some harsh Irish rain, but they should stay alive. So you can cheat and just buy like a strawberry plant or a tomato plant, and some of them might come with some of the berries already kind of starting, so you just kind of have to keep them going, mm-hmm. so that's a good way.
It's great for children, but once they can yeah. see them there, and you see yeah. as you say, the results are happening yeah. quickly. That's really important.
It teaches them patience as well, because gardening teaches me patience, because you really do have to kind of wait and let nature do its thing.
Take its course. Dermot Gavin, who we talk to regularly, he's a big fan of planting mm-hmm. wildflowers. You yeah. decided to give that a go as well, Catherine.
Yes. So I had a kind of shady corner in the garden that my nephew absolutely loves digging. He loves digging, and he loves like get it like worms and bugs and stuff. So I had this area in the garden where things weren't growing, so I decided to work with it instead of against it. So we dug it up and we planted some like shady loving plants, so some like ferns, some heuchers, and we popped in a couple of like bee balms in like buckets, and they've all started to grow. And that is my nephew's kind of like wildlife corner, so he can go down with his spade, he does a bit of digging. He knows not to dig the plants, so he digs around, and I get a good hour's entertainment out of him down there before he starts to
on the timer.
Yeah.
What are the more unusual things you've used as planters? Because I know you're big into upcycling yeah. and recycling.
So I recently used a filing cabinet drawer, and I turned it into a planter. So the drawer of a filing cabinet, it was in good condition. It actually like wasn't rotten. So all you have to do is don't paint like the inside of them. I painted the outside of mine so it would look pretty, and then you just have to give it a good deep clean, especially if you're going to be putting like veg and edible plants in it, and then just drill holes in the base for drainage. I line mine with some like recycled plastic. I just use like old shopping bags. Just make sure you put holes in that as well for the drainage, and then you just plant it up. Mm-hmm. But one thing I will say is whatever you're using, whether it's like an old tin bucket or whatever, because I have had instances where like the arse will fall out of it, so it won't take the weight. So just bear that in mind. So if you are going to upcycle something, just remember that wet soil is heavy and the bottom may come mm-hmm. out, because that has happened.
I'm just wondering with the filing cabinet drawer, there weren't any sharp edges on it or anything that you had to watch out for?
No, there is at the kind of front, but you can like cover them. So when it comes to like upcycling kind of containers and stuff, I think that's a good one for teenagers and kind of older kids, because they're more like mindful of things like that. But do watch out for kind of sharp edges, and also like rust and any things like that. If you're doing it with kids, stick to containers like plastic containers or even wooden containers as well.
And I know you're always looking out for things that you can buy that people maybe have finished using, like toys and
oh,
so
yes.
on, that you're then
Yes.
So dickying them
if
up.
If you have like, so Auntie Judy's, I give a dig out with the trial mind in this time of year. So I had no toys in my garden, like I wouldn't, but I managed to get myself an epic plastic playhouse for €25 secondhand. And I gave it a paint job, painted a little bricks on it, put a little name on it.
Painted the plastic.
Painted plastic, yes, you can do it. So you just have to use, it depends on the paint brand that you're going to use, but if you just give it a good power wash, good deep clean, heads up, those plastic playhouses, spiders love them. Love them, especially in the roof. So good power wash, good clean, give it a light sanding, and then depending on the paint brand you use, you're going to have to prime it, paint it and seal it. Now the paint I used was, had all of that in one paint, so okay. I had a built-in primer, which I have it linked on my website, but you can absolutely paint it and you should get a few years. You just have to be careful, like don't go power washing it next year if you're going to clean it next year or cleaning it after painting it. Just use warm soapy water on the hose, don't use that in too harsh,
don't be too aggressive on it.
Yeah.
And what about the old skills? Flower pressing?
Flower pressing. So for the impatient crafter, one thing I've noticed that toddlers are very impatient and they want things done now.
They certainly do.
So my niece loves picking wildflowers when we're on walks, on woolen walks, and she will have like a bunch of flowers. So I decided to try and maybe flower press them with her. But instead of doing it the old-fashioned way with books, I got this like gadget off Amazon. It's like a microwave flower press. And actually, wildflowers and daisies are one of the easiest things to flower press. And they make great crafts because you can have your pressed flowers and you can use them in the likes of card making. So if they want to make cards for people, you just use some PVA glue. Or for older teenagers, flower pressing is really popular online in resin and resin crafts. So that's more of a like teenager kind of project. But that's something that's quite popular online.
Okay, so that's growing a following, is it?
Yeah, so the teenagers, the TikTok generation, there is so much creativity online, but I always say the magic is in the making. So if you are kind of, if you do have teenagers and they're glued to their phones, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but do encourage them to maybe make what they're seeing. So if there is something trending online, whether it's like embroidery or needlework or something, maybe be like, do you want to have a go at actually making it? Because that's actually where the fun is in
yeah,
the making.
And then I think sometimes as well, I know it, with my children, we watch something on YouTube and it's all speeded up and everything is done perfectly.
That's not real life. It takes a long time.
Not real life, but no. You have to explain that to them, especially the younger ones, you know, that it is going to take time and effort and, you know, you're going to have to clear out the creepy crawlies if
and
you're cleaning
an old
playhouse.
It's not going to be perfect first time. It's going to take many goes. But I think that's the thing with creativity is, like, I encourage people to make mistakes, because when you make a mistake, that's where the lesson is. I think we have this thing of, oh, well, do it. You see these 15-second videos on the internet and it's done. But I think, like, it's the journey. That's where the joy is.
Absolutely. Catherine, it's lovely to see you as always. And your website is daintydresses.com.
Daintydressdiaries.com.
And you can find all of Catherine's work and tips on there. That's Catherine Carton. Thank you very much. Great to see you. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening.